Nolte, Government Can't Save You, Not Even in Texas. By John Nolte on February 22, 2021. It's mind-boggling how dependent the modern American is for life-sustaining services, and this includes Texans. Unless you grow your own food, cut your own wood for heat, and haul or pump your own water, you are completely dependent when it comes to the basics that sustain your life: food, water, and heat. And this dependence is not just about what you need to survive. How are those government-run schools working out for you? Yes, we are truly blessed to live in extraordinary times. Central heat and air conditioning, penicillin, electricity, comfortable travel, an abundance of food. My father, a second-generation American born in 1940, grew up knowing hunger and shoveling coal in the middle of the night to keep the house warm. Can you imagine a kid today not getting enough to eat or eating a large sandwich or being told to get out of bed at 3 a.m. to shovel coal? I grew up in a house without air conditioning. Not even a window unit. I live in the mountains and still can't imagine life without air conditioning today. I'm soft. We're all soft. The good news, unless you count the imaginary line we draw to pretend different, is that there is no more poverty in America. Except for the poor souls suffering from a mental illness or addiction. Even the poorest of the poor in America enjoy free health care, free K-12 schooling, an abundance of food, central heating, TV, internet, cell phones, video games, Netflix. They live better than the pharaohs. The catch, though, is that all of this hangs by a slender thread known as the supply chain. And when that thread snaps, as the energy supply chain did last week in Texas, how many days away from death are you? How long can you live without food, water, and heat? 3 days? 5 days? People froze to death in their own homes, in Texas. I'm not emphasizing Texas because Texas is a warm weather state. I'm emphasizing Texas because if there is one state government seen as competent and independent, it is Texas. If there is one government people should be able to rely on, it's the government of Texas. I don't want to get buried in all the specifics of what failed in Texas and why or whose fault it is or isn't. If we've learned anything over the last few years, it's that the media are serial liars, so we may not know the truth of what happened for months, if ever. What we do know, though, is that depending on the government can get you killed. Literally. Same with the corporate supply chains for food and water. My solution to this is not for everyone to run out and live the pioneer life. That's not practical. But everyone should be prepared to survive for at least 2 weeks without access to food, water, and heat. The dominant culture in this country, which is wholly owned by the left, ridicules preppers and homeschoolers. Why? Because self-sufficiency and rugged individualism are direct threats to the left's culture of dependence and collectivism. Well, after a year of plague and riots and a devastating deep freeze in Texas, who's laughing at preppers now? With these wretched teachers' unions still refusing to go back to work. Who's laughing at homeschooling now? You cannot change the way other people behave. No matter how right you are, no matter how hard you try, you cannot control the way people behave or what they think. The fact that relying on green energy is insane and anti-science is meaningless when it comes to protecting yourself and your family. Being right won't keep your family fed and warm. The truth is this. Millions and millions of us are governed by lunatics and sociopaths who do not care about us. They want only power and wealth, which means these lunatics and sociopaths. Close schools where no one is at risk and pour the coronavirus into nursing homes where everyone is. They champion rioting, looting, and arson while trying to disarm us. They teach your children anal sex and nothing about balancing a checkbook or how compound interest works. They preach about toxic whiteness instead of brotherhood. They're all Luddites who want to set us back to the Stone Age where we depend only on the sun and wind for power. When evil people such as these can insinuate themselves into a state like Texas, no one is safe. At the very least, because your number one priority in life is the safety and well-being of your family, you need to have enough food, water, and fuel on hand for at least 2 weeks. And guns. Good heavens, don't forget to buy guns and ammo. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.